hate is love, but love is art. Sometimes you got to work on it right round the clock. Never let it flop, never let it stop. Give thanks for what we got. Me tell you this, girl, you know I care. So if you ever seem to lose your way, don't have no fear. Hold my hand, I'll be there, girl. You know I care, girl. Cause it's love that we share. I will steer it in the right direction. No, I have no fear. Hold my hand, I'll be there, girl. You know I care, girl. Cause I care. From a met, you know it's it. Right from the start, girl, cause you know we connect. So no bother fret, no bother worry your head. You don't know Father God, guide and protect. Simply meet our love in check. Girl, you know the issue, don't you forget. And I would never ever disrespect. Girl, I love you straight to my last breath. Now, girl, you know I care. So if you ever seem to lose your way, don't have no fear. Hold my hand, I'll be there, girl, you know I care, girl. Cause this love that we share, I will steer it in the right direction. No, I have no fear. Hold my hand, I'll be there, girl, you know I care, girl. Cause I care. The loving where we seek, me we take it to the peak. Cause you know so that my talk ain't cheap, girl. So the vibe is ever sweet, every day we meet. When it done, baby girl, I want it repeat, girl. Can't get enough, but want it only. Any mountain me we climb it, no matter how it's steep, girl. So why can't you see it, girl? You know so my loving run deep, girl. And girl, you know I care. So if you ever seem to lose your way, don't have no fear. Hold my hand, I'll be there, girl, you know I care, girl. Cause it's love that we share. I will steer it in the right direction, no, I have no fear. Hold my hand, I'll be there, girl, you know I care, girl. Cause it's love that we share. I will steer it in the right direction, no, I have no fear.
Hold me ever get seen in my life. Girl, me want fi just squeeze you. Put me thing right around you. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get seen in my life. Oh, me hide them try and me no care. Me take it anytime, anywhere. In the square, so me no care. Long as a woman, I will be there. Me want a girl right take you around. Me want a girl that can wind up me. I made me feel it. Show me that you can burn. Girl, me want to hold you. Put me arms right around you.
Good morning. Good evening. Welcome everybody. Welcome all the football fans from all over the world. If you're tuning in right now, we're back again in the studio. And just like I said, hope y'all had a lovely week and a lovely weekend last time. My week was good, and I had a lively weekend too, so that's good. So, you know, I'm always happy to be back in the studio doing what I do best. Yeah, I know you can get it better in any other place. So if you're tuned in right now, just remember you're tuned in to the kickoff every Monday, every 7 to 8, only at radio.dominican.edu, live in the studio. It's Yama, baby. Oh, yeah. Champions League. Like I said last week, all the action was in the Champions League. And it lived up to my expectation. I don't know about y'all, but Champions League was good. Chelsea won 1-0 at Benfica. Barcelona drew 0-0 at Milan. And Marseille, of course, won. Oh, Bayern won against Marseille away from home. Robin Robbery was exceptional. Real Madrid also won against Apoel. Cristiano Ronaldo, Benzema also exceptional in that game. So this week, Champions League, we have the second leg. So it's gonna be an amazing encounter because if you're, you know, if you're knocked out, if you concede goals, then that means that pretty much you're out of the semifinals. So I know each and every team got their gear up, and you know, training was intense over the weekend, just because every team wouldn't advance to the semifinals, you know, and all the other teams want to advance, of course, to the final just to get the top prize, and that is the Champions League glory and all the things that come with the Champions League trophy. So FC Bayern Munich is going to be home against Marseille. I know that it's going to be a big game, especially because Marseille are going to want to contain FC, Bayern Munich FC Football Club. So that is tomorrow. That is tomorrow, folks. So do check out that one. Also, Barcelona against Milan. That's going to be a big match. Lionel Messi, I don't know if he's going to step up his game and score, because like last Tuesday, he didn't, there was no spark, you know, like no team produced that moment of celebration. Ibrahimovic also, he missed a couple of chances in that first leg game. So I'm just hoping that this second leg, he's going to step it up, and we're going to see who's going to reach the top. So there's going to be a lot of tension. It's funny because like right after the Barcelona-Milan match, players like Puyol went on to complain about the refereeing decision, that they could have been given a penalty. And that's what I keep saying in the studio. That's what I keep talking about, because like every time Barcelona failed to produce moments of magic and score goals, they be talking about all the penalty that they missed, or all the penalty that, you know, the referee should have given. So I don't know, maybe I'm biased, but I don't think I'm biased, because like, you know, if you fail, you should do whatever you can just to get those goals. So don't look up to the referee to give y'all penalties and whatnot. You know, just play your game and create chances and do your best to win the game. And also, you know, some players in Barcelona are also complaining about the pitch in Milan. And Puyol, the Barcelona captain, was the first person to say that the pitch, the San Siro pitch, was not in a good condition. So they were saying, or they wanted FIFA to do something about it. So I don't know what they wanted FIFA to do. So let's just hope that the field at Camp Nou is going to be in a better condition, and we're going to get the encounter or the match that we wanted. Premier League over the weekend, Arsenal were beaten 2-1. KPR, Queen's Park Rangers, you know, dented that. So Arsenal, the number three spot in the Premier League table, kind of was dented. And right now, Arsenal are tied on points with Tottenham Hotspurs. So that's that, folks. I mean, if you're supporting Arsenal, then Arsenal failed to, you know, also like just play their best. And they had their best squad playing that game. I mean, Van Persie was there, Thiago was there, and everybody was there. So Arsenal right now are tied on points at 58 points with Tottenham. Of course, Manchester City also, it wasn't a good weekend for them, because they drew 3-3 at home with Sunderland, you know. And at the first half, Manchester City were trailing 3-1. So I mean, I saw that game, and Sunderland are good. So Manchester City got the best squad in England right now, but it takes experience to win the league. I keep telling y'all that. It's not that we just don't win the league like that. You gotta have that experience. You gotta have experienced players, and also you just gotta know what you're doing. Don't lose your focus. You gotta stay focused and whatnot. You understand me? Manchester City, they come in second. Of course, right now Manchester United got a firm grip on the Premier League table. They come in second, and they've played more games than Manchester United. Manchester United at the first position with 73 points. So we Manchester United are playing today against Blackman Rovers. So if they win that game, they're going to go 5 points top of the Premier League table. And of course, Manchester City has 71 points, followed by Arsenal, who got 58, followed by Tottenham at number four with 58 points, followed by Chelsea, who got 53 points. And Newcastle also got 53. So speaking of which, Chelsea should also, like, you know, step up their game if they want to go to Champions League next season. Everton are coming at number 7 with 43, followed by Liverpool, who got 42 points. At the relegation zone is Wolves, who got 22, Wigan Athletic 28, and KPR also got 28 points. Spanish La Liga, Real Madrid still in number 1. With 78 points. Cristiano Ronaldo, by the way, produced a magic performance. He got 2 goals over the weekend and 2 assists. So still Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi, they're still at it, you know, producing exceptional performances and you know, just putting in work and seeing their teams get those much needed points. Barcelona, they come in number 2. With 72 points, followed by Valencia, who got 48. Malaga, 47. Levante, they come in number 5 with 45 points. And the relegation zone is Zaragoza, Racing Santana, and Sporting Gijón. Yeah. In Italian Serie A, Milan still at the first position. Back-to-back, I mean... just Juventus is just right there. They just on their neck. They are number 2 with 62 points, followed by Lazio, who got 51. Napoli, 48 at number 4. And number 5 is Udinese at 48 points. So at the relegation zone, it's Lecce, Novara, and Cesena. Still ain't nothing changed there. So that's that in the table. The Premier League table, and also Serie A and Spanish La Liga. So pretty much, you know, y'all know that the league is almost coming to an end, and by May then teams are kind of, you know, wrapping up that their famous their consecutive or their respective league, to be precise. So, you know, at the Premier League, I don't know if y'all know, but there's this guy called Patrick Vieira. Patrick Vieira has been on Manchester United neck, and, you know, just he's been talking about Manchester United. I know he's trying to play those man games that sometimes Arsene Wenger and Sir Alex Ferguson, when they're at it, when they're almost facing each other in different competitions. So Vieira last time was like, he was saying that teams, big teams like Manchester United, AC Milan, Barcelona, you know, these big teams, when they play at home, especially when the game is so intense, they kind of get favors. And he was just saying that when they fail to score goals, like, you know, the referee kind of gives them favors. Sometimes they get penalties, sometimes, you know, just these favors, you know. So he is of the opinion that all the other teams kind of the referee looks down upon him or makes decisions against them, that the things that should go their way doesn't necessarily go their way. And I mean, I don't know why, because, like, also the same week he was saying that Manchester United was experiencing difficulties and was experiencing all that tension, and that's why Scholes came back from retirement. And ever since, like, people like Brian Robson, Manchester United legion, was angered so much by those, you know, utterances. So he just told Vieira bluntly to shut up. You know, you're the football director at Manchester City. Shut up and concentrate on your work. I mean, why you gotta be talking about Manchester United? Why you gotta be doing that? Personally, I'd be like, yo, Vieira, you're overstepping the boundaries, kind of, you know? Just handle your business, man. I mean, when you was in the first position, when Manchester City was in the first position in the Premier League, you wasn't talking no crap. But right now you're talking just because you're feeling the heat, you know? So, just for this kind of behavior, seeking cheap publicity. I mean, that's what it is. Glory hunter. He's hunting for glory, man. Just you quit football. You hang up your boots. Just do your work as a man with a tie and a suit. You're not a player no more. So for y'all to be talking about Manchester United, don't be doing that. Also, Rio Ferdinand hit it up on Vieira the same, and he was like, what's up with this dude? Yo, y'all need to handle your business and y'all need to shut up. That's the same thing. I mean, Ferguson, I love Ferguson. Ferguson be not taking crap for nobody. And he was like, his response for Vieira was like, maybe small teams feel that way. I mean, we big teams don't particularly see things the way they do. So smaller teams were feeling that. That was a shot. Well, not below the belt, but I mean that I believe that kept his mouth shut. So the interview that happened when the reporter said that Vieira said those things, it's funny because Manchester City banned that reporter. He was a BBC reporter, and Vieira later on called a press conference and he said that he did not say that Manchester United be given favors in England. So it's just one of those things. You say something and then later you end up regretting that. So that reporter has been banned by BBC, so he's not going to be featuring any or reporting on any Manchester City game or having any interview with anybody in Manchester City. So it's unfortunate that had to happen. So when Manchester City drew Sunderland, right now Mancini is of the opinion that Manchester City have it had. They're not going to win the Premier League easily like they saw a while back. So, I mean, things right now are kind of high for them. And they placed themselves in that position. Which, all I can say is, for y'all to win the Premier League or the La Liga or Serie A or Champions League, it all boils down to experience. And the running right now matters the most, because if you lose points in these final games, then you put yourself in that kind of position. And I don't think you can, you're going to be in a good position to kind of secure that trophy. And kudos to Manchester, because Manchester United just know how to do that final push. They really know how to make it happen, and they really know how to win those last games. So that's that. I mean, we're gonna see pretty much this like, eight or seven games left. So it's gonna be tricky and it's gonna be intense. It's gonna go all the way down to the wire, ladies and gentlemen. That is the first segment. If you're tuned in, just remember you're listening to The Kickoff that happens every Monday 7 till 8 on your radio.dominican.edu. On the studio, yeah, my baby, don't go nowhere.
And when the journey looks at all, will we make it after all? Me don't wanna shine, I girl. No, me no wanna shine, I girl.
If it wasn't for the money and the fame, would you want me? If I wasn't rolling like a star, would you call me? Could I still be the one to get you, get you? If the nights are right, would you ever have my kids and be the mommy? Would you stick around if the weather gets stormy? Will you always be there for me? Girl, I need to know. Hey, will you be there even when the rain I fall?
Oh,
The saga continues. So Inter Milan sacked their coach Claudio Ranieri, and this is like, I don't know, this is like the fourth or the third time that Ranieri is being sacked. So I mean, he wasn't performing, and at least, I mean, the board saw that it was time to kind of let him go. So right now Ranieri has appointed Stramaccioni is right now the Nerazzurri coach, and it's funny that when he was being unveiled by Inter Milan, Mario Balotelli was right there, and he walked right at the press conference, and he kind of you know amazed everybody that was there, you know, the reporters and just everybody, the board, and he walked right in, and he was like saying hi to everybody. Yo, what's up? This is Mario. So, I love Mario Balotelli. He has different style, man. This guy, he's full of, not himself, but he's full of, in Swahili they say vituko. He's full of vituko. So, Mancini is hating on Balotelli right now, and he's saying that Balotelli can't be trusted. Sergio Aguero was injured in training, and he's going to be out of action for like 2 to 3 weeks. So Man City don't have the killer striker. And Mancini apparently cannot trust Balotelli to lead the striking foes right now. So Tevez is not that fit, or he's still coming back to the game. His game is not that on point as he was back in the day. So the lead striker, you know, I don't know if they're going to give Balotelli, but he's like, Balotelli can be trusted, especially because what he did at Inter Milan. I mean, he's given 2 days off, but he flies all the way to Inter Milan and you know, just, that's funny. But I believe also the press be hating on Balotelli, because every time he's doing something good, like, you know, for example, scoring over the weekend, he scored 2 magnificent goals. One exceptional penalty, and the other goal was magnificent. Just, you know, outwitting this player, coming back, moving the ball in the right, and then just striking it at the top post. And that was a magnificent ball for Balotelli. I don't see them reporting that. I don't see them saying that Balotelli actually helped Manchester City win. But they be saying stuff like Balotelli was kicked out of the shopping mall just because he had a hoodie on. How can somebody be kicked out of the shopping mall just because he got a hoodie on? If you don't want him to have his hood on, just tell him that, yo, this is the rule in this place. We don't allow people to have their hood on. So please take off your hood, you know. So the media just be reporting too much negative stuff on Balotelli. Still, Ian Petrov, who is the captain at Aston Villa, was diagnosed with leukemia, and right now pretty much he's focusing on his life. So I mean, I'm wishing Stylian Petrov the best, because he's a good player, and he's played in the Premier League for a lot of years. So I mean, every football star all over the world has been wishing him quickest recovery during this sad moment of his life. And he said that he's gonna hang up his boots and concentrate on saving his life. So all the best from the studio, from Team Kickoff. I don't know, everybody's wishing you the best. Ronaldinho charity is under investigation. I mean, if you didn't know, Ronaldinho has a charity organization, non-profit organization in Brazil. And right now, the aim of the charity is helping underprivileged people and also spreading talent in Brazil. So they feed all these people who are not privileged to get the basic necessities in life. So it's unfortunate because the charity is under investigation right now, because there is some audio was done and some fans were kind of missing. So we're talking about a couple of thousands, and it's like £135,000, you know, just to approximate it. So I don't know what's happening on the background, but pretty much maybe just because it's Ronaldinho, you know. So We are gonna see how that goes. I'm gonna keep you posted on that one, and I hope that they find no, you know, malpractices in that particular matter. Arsene Wenger has been banned for 3 Champions League games. So UEFA banned Wenger the 3-game. And handed him a fine of £35,000. That's a lot of money. That is a lot of money, if you ask me. £35,000. I mean, why? But I think it's pretty much because Wenger acted weirdly, or acted in an unprofessional way when AC Milan was at home against Arsenal. Y'all remember that match when Arsenal was supposed to win 4-0 to advance to the next stage in the Champions League, and then they scored 3-0. So that pretty much knocked them out of the Champions League race. So Wenger was furious with the fourth official and all the match officials, and he actually made that clear about shouting, and I don't know if he called them names, but he was shouting and throwing hands and just making these funny gestures. So he's been banned 3 games and he's going to miss all the group stages in the Champions League next season. So it's sad that that happened, because, but I believe in Arsenal. Arsenal can do, you know, what Wenger needs to do is just to go to the main stand and make those phone calls, you know, coaching your team by making phone calls. That can do, because Big Sam used to do that. Big Sam used to do that. So pretty much, I think the weird part, the most saddest part, is just he's gonna have to part with £35,000. Wenger talked about Milan and he said that he doesn't think that AC Milan are gonna win the Champions League trophy. Why would Wenger say that? His cabinet has been dry and is full of dust for 8 years in a row. He hasn't won any major trophy. He hasn't won any trophy, let alone major trophy. He hasn't won any trophy for 8 years. Trophyless for 8 years. And you're talking about Milan not winning any trophy? They've been winning trophy. What? Dude, this is what I talk about when I say that people need to focus on their own team. You know, you got no business talking about AC Milan, Wenger. I mean, things are pretty much difficult for you at Arsenal, and you almost lost your job as the Arsenal manager. I don't know why you be talking about AC Milan, but they're in the quarterfinals and you're not, and they knocked you out. So handle your business, man. Just focus on your team, Wenger. All you Arsenal fans listening to me out there, I know you also thinking the same thing. Why is our boss talking about AC Milan while we got our own, you know, our own business to take care of, which we're not taking care of because KPR gave us a beating over the weekend. Wenger is confident right now that Walcott and Van Persie are going to sign new contracts. I don't know. Van Persie put his contract talks on hold just because he said, I think whenever players do that, they be having some thing going on in their life that they don't want the public to know yet. So we are yet to see, like right after the Premier League ends, we are yet to see if Van Persie is going to extend his contract. All I know is he needs to have a lucrative deal before he signs that contract. And Walcott, I know Walcott is going to stay. Walcott is not going to go nowhere. Song is going to become the highest paid Arsenal player if he signs this five new year deal. So we are here to see how much he's going to be paid. Guys are speculating, or Arsenal is saying that he's going to be worth £75,000 a week. £75,000 a week. I mean, dude, this is why Arsenal is not motivated. This is why Arsenal is not winning any trophy. And it's why they kind of play sometimes like they don't feel like playing. They're not motivated. They're not being paid the way other players in the Premier League are being paid. If you're talking about £75,000 a week as the highest paid player, that is like peanuts. You know, the best players in the Premier League, like Wayne Rooney, are getting £250,000 a week. £200,000 a week. Drogba is like getting £270,000 a week. John Terry the same. The likes of Sergio Aguero, Yaya Toure, you know, they get that extra motivation just because they're being paid the way they're supposed to. So Arsenal need to kind of also bridge that gap against Manchester United, Manchester City and Chelsea, because they lead the way when it comes to motivating their players in terms of payment. So $75,000 a week for Song, maybe it's not so bad, because their players are receiving just, you know, are not getting that motivation financially. Celtic was fined £33,000 by UEFA for misbehaving fans. Yeah, their fans was chanting bad words and also had offensive slogans during Celtic game versus Udinese. So it is, that was kind of immature from the fans, because every time you do that, you know, at the back of their mind, or at the back of your mind, you know that of course UEFA or FIFA is going to do something, and then they're going to fine the club and you're going to lose money. So I mean, just for that kind of money, just to go like that, it's kind of sad. I mean, I hope they learn from that. And it's a shame when such stuff happen in football, because we are trying to bring people together. Football is like a unifying factor, and it's the biggest part in the whole world. I keep saying that. So for such fans to do that, but it's good, because the Scottish club or the Celtic club, the board came out publicly to say that those fans who were chatting those negative things or who are those slogans, they're not recognized by Celtic. And if they're indeed Celtic fans, then they're gonna be banned from future encounters or future games. So that's a bold move, and it's, I think, I praise Celtic for doing that. You know, if you're a racist or if you're a guy who's causing trouble in the team, you need to be banned, and we need to distance ourselves from you. Benitez don't have no team, and he came publicly to say that Chelsea haven't made any firm offer for him, and he's thinking or he's hoping that Chelsea are gonna make that offer. So Benitez was at Liverpool, and also his game was way down there, and he wasn't producing results, just like Wenger is doing that right now. He's not producing results, and I think at the end of the day, that's what counts for a successful manager. You need to be like Sir Alex Ferguson. Come year in, year out, you need to have something to show for the season. So I don't know if Wenger, I don't know if Benitez is going to get that offer from Chelsea, but we'll see how that goes. Atletico Bilbao won against Schalke 4 in the Europa League. They put on a magnificent performance, and right now they're in the semi-finals. So Bilbao are really, really good. I mean, seeing just how they played, I mean, them beating Naki Manchester United out of the Europa League wasn't a fluke. They really deserved to go to the quarterfinals, and they proved that by beating Schalke 4-2. Of course, they were away, which was a great performance from them. So Raul was exceptional that day. He scored two goals, and two classic goals, by the way, not just two goals, two classic goals. So Raul, apparently ages now catch up to him, and he's still that player who can turn the table, who can make things happen. Two exceptional players in that game were Llorente, DiMarco, and Muniain. They were just making Schalke 4 look like they cannot do or they cannot advance any farther. So Schalke 4 also unfortunately lost to Barcelona over the weekend. Barcelona beat them 2-0. But it's sad because they only played on Thursday. They had like less than 48 hours of rest. So Barcelona got them when they were like tired, I think, because it's just Barcelona had like what? 100 hours of rest. So I believe that Atletico Bilbao would have played differently, or the result would have been different had it not been for the Europa League, which happens every Thursday. So but that's not so bad, because I believe they're gonna win the Europa League. From the way things look, they're in a good position. The way they play, they're in a good they have good chances to win the Europa League. Schalke 4, do watch out. They're out. They was knocked out. But do watch out for Atletico Bilbao. Do watch out for them. Folks, if you're tuned in, you listen to The Kickoff that happens every Monday 7 till 8 on your radio, that dominican.edu. In the studio, it's Yama, baby. Don't go nowhere.
said that you are not sincere. Your friend said proceed with care. But you see and feel the realness in me. My love is meant to be. Our friend said that you're not sincere. Your friend said proceed with care. You see and feel the realness in me. Love is meant to be. You never find no one in this lifetime to love you like I do. So never mind things that people say that I'll never hurt you. You never find no one in this lifetime. So never mind, let time unwind. Baby, I'm for you, you for me. It's meant to be. You never find no one in this lifetime to love you like I do. So never mind things that people say that I'll never hurt you. You never find no one in this lifetime. So never mind, let time unwind, baby.
Yeah, welcome back, welcome back. Right now, what's going on is like, what's happening? Guardiola had a press conference, and Guardiola is disagreeing with all the people saying that there was a schedule controversy between Barcelona and the Atletico Bilbao crash, and he's saying that his side won. Fair and clear, and it's not like they caught Atletico Bilbao when they was at their weakest. So I don't know if he's just trying to say that just because he doesn't want all that, you know, the public, he doesn't want anybody to be like looking at it that way. So I was just talking about that right now, that Barcelona met Atletico Bilbao when they was tired, and that's that. I mean, I think UEFA needs to check on the schedule before they make strong teams play teams that are not that strong, especially after you come from the Europa League and you're tired. I mean, fatigue is another thing, because if you play when you're tired, you don't really put that your all, and your game don't really come out the way it's supposed to. So I hope UEFA is going to really look into that. Speaking of which, the Newcastle Carroll, the former Newcastle player, Andy Carroll, promised never to celebrate if he scored against Newcastle. So Newcastle beat Liverpool 2-0. Papi Cisse really put on a magnificent show, and he shocked everybody at Liverpool. He scored two headers, and he missed like two, which hit the woodwork. So I don't know why Andy Carroll, his game hasn't clicked really at Liverpool, and everybody's like criticizing him. And I don't know, some people believe that he's gonna go back to Newcastle. I don't know if Newcastle got a place for him, because right now Demba Ba and Papi Cisse are really, really doing it for Newcastle. Liverpool are not gonna go to the Champions League next season, because they're in number seven. You don't, they're not even there, you know. So Liverpool's days of being the big four, or being crowned, or being named as part of the big four, those days are over, and they just need to really, really reshuffle the team if they really want to, you know, earn that status back. Manchester City and Tottenham are right there with them, and I don't think they're gonna let go of that position. Or, you know, just it doesn't come easy. You gotta earn it. You just gotta put in work and do your best to earn that title. Cristiano Ronaldo scored a brilliant goal over the weekend. It was like 40 yards or 45 yards from goal, and he really struck that ball into the back net. So I was just amazed and I couldn't stop laughing at his celebration. He stood there, not running, not doing nothing. He just stood there and pulled up his shirt and he was showing his thighs, how firm or how strong his thighs was. So Cristiano Ronaldo, man, that dude, I keep telling y'all guys that is my favorite player. I mean, Cristiano Ronaldo, you cannot talk about football and not talk about Cristiano Ronaldo. For all y'all Ronaldo haters out there, I'm not hating on y'all. I'm just saying that Cristiano Ronaldo is good. The famous number 7 jersey, which was given to Owen in Manchester United, was a damn ass move because Owen is not really doing nothing for Manchester United. He's that player who keeps getting injured every now and then. So he's played less than 5 games for Manchester United this season, and he's saying that he feels that he can help Manchester United win the trophies with the 8th game left. So I don't know about that because I don't dig Owen. I mean, I can say that Owen needs to get he needs to retire. Let me not say that word. He needs to retire. Because if you're prone to injuries like that, then pretty much the seems that your playing days are kind of over. So Ronaldo believes that he still has a lot to do and he's not yet there. And he's gonna reach his peak. But he's gonna just put in work, and he's still evolving as a player. And right now, it feels like his hard work, dedication, and a little bit of luck are on his side. And he feels like he just needs to keep on improving just to reach his peak. So that is the mentality of a strong player, of a strong-willed player, or a player who needs to be crowned as the best in the world. You keep doing your best, you know. Don't just slouch or don't relax and think that just because you're scoring goals, then you're right there. So I love Ronaldo's mentality, and I believe that Messi also works with the same mentality. He keeps on improving, and he doesn't bask in his glory and just sit on his ass and saying that, yo dude, this is me being on top of the world. So it's a good example that Ronaldo and Messi, it's a good example that they're setting. They're not just sitting and saying that, you know, they are good, that they're being ranked the best, so they won't really put in work, that they won't work extra hard. Manchester United, Man City and Chelsea are keen on Robin's signature. Chelsea need to get out of that race, by the way. They had Robin and they wasted him, and they just gave him away just like that. So apparently they still wanted his signature. And I don't know if they're going to get his signature because Robin is really, really thinking about extending his contract with Bayern Munich. And I think that's going to happen. I think that's, at the end of the day, that's what he's going to do. He's going to extend his contract. If he get a lucrative contract, by lucrative, I mean if they're going to give out that cash. You know, it's all about cash these days. It's all about cash. You gotta get paid. You gotta get good contract for you to stay where you are, you know. So I need to remind y'all that this week is make or break for some teams. Barcelona is at home against AC Milan. That is a big game. You need to really check that out, because I can't wait to check that out. Barcelona at home against Milan. First leg, just remember they drew 0-0, and any draw, 1-1, 2-2, 3-3, 4-4, 5-5, it's gonna knock Barcelona out. So they need to win. They can't draw. They need to win. But I don't think Barcelona really, really, really feel the pressure, because I mean, y'all know how Barcelona play. They really know how to score goals, or how to make that happen. Real Madrid are at home against Apoel. Pretty much they are in the semifinals. I don't see Apoel scoring 4 goals. I mean, I'm not hating, but come on, how will that happen? That cannot happen. the Premier League fixture for the upcoming weekend. Sunderland is going to be at home against Tottenham Hotspurs at 12. Bolton against Fulham. Chelsea is going to play Wigan. Liverpool against Aston Villa. And Norwich City against Everton. West Bromwich is going to be at home against Blackburn. Stoke against Wolves. Man United on Sunday is going to be at home against KPR. And Arsenal, that is the match. Oh, that is going to be Super Sunday. Arsenal are going to be at home against Man City. They need to win that game if they are to seed firmly in the number three spot. And also Manchester City are going to want to win it if they are to stay, if they are to still keep alive their Premier League, if they want to ruin the Premier League, that is. So on Monday, Everton plays Sunderland, Newcastle, Bolton, Tottenham, Norwich, Aston Villa against Stoke, and Fulham against Fulham against Chelsea. That is going to be a good game. Blackburn at home against Manchester United is happening today. So do check that out. If Manchester United win that game, pretty much I think they're going to win the Premier League. Swansea on Friday are going to play Newcastle. Also, that's going to be a good game because Swansea just, you know, nobody saw Swansea. Nobody thought Swansea are going to perform the way they have. They're in the top 10 and they're not nowhere in the relegation zone. So I'm going to keep you posted. Do not touch that dial. When I get back, I'm going to give y'all the Spanish La Liga upcoming fixtures.
Here's my number, baby, you can give me a call
anytime you like.
Don't worry about a thing, my baby girl,
it will be alright.
See, I wanna be the man that you give the job
to keep you satisfied
all night, all night. Yeah, I wanna be the man to hold and squeeze you. Wanna be the man to rub your body down. Baby girl, I'm here to please you. Girl, your face will never wear a frown. Be that shoulder you cry on. If you're ever feeling down, I'll always love you and I'll always be around. Here's my number, baby, you can give me a call
anytime you like.
Don't worry about a thing, my baby girl,
it will be alright.
See, I wanna be the man that you give the job
to keep.
All night, all night. Oh, yeah. All that I know is I need your love. Baby girl, it's me that you need to hug. All of the things I wanna do to you, you and I know we won't let go. Deep is the love that I feel inside. I can see you as my bona fide. I'll treat you better than any other man, you know. Oh, oh, oh. My number, baby, you can give me a call
anytime you like.
Anytime you don't
like,
worry about a thing, my baby girl,
it will be alright.
Be
alright.
See, I wanna be the man that you give the job. Number, baby, you can give me a call
anytime you like.
Don't worry about a thing, my baby girl,
it will be alright.
See, I wanna be the man that you give the job
to keep you satisfied
all night, all night. Here's my number, baby, you can give me a call, baby girl, give me a call.
All
baby
right.
Girl,
it will be alright.
wanna be the man that you give the job. Give the job. Give the job.
All night. All night. Yeah.
Espanol. Espanol are gonna be at home against Real Sociedad. Real Vallecano at home against Osasuna. Getafe against Sporting. Real Sporting. And Real Zaragoza at home against Barcelona. Real Betis at home against Villarreal. Levante at home against Atletico Bilbao and Mallorca. Versus Granada CF. Atletico Bilbao against Sevilla. And Real Madrid against Valencia. That is a tight match. Real Madrid against Valencia. I don't know. Come the end of next week, is Real Madrid going to still have the 6-point lead? I don't know. Do check those games out over the weekend. That is the Spanish La Liga upcoming fixtures. So it's going to be tight. It's going to be tight. And also, like, you know, the Premier League, it's just teams are really, really tight. They are just keeping up with one another, because you don't want to be caught flat-footed and whatnot. So, folks, that is all for today. If you tuned in, just remember you was listening to The Kickoff that happens every Monday 7 till 8 only at radio.dominican.edu. Your DJ, Yoma Baby, it has been real, it has been lively. Thanks for tuning in. To my number one friends, like Ted Nyaima Nonkwe Manyanke, thanks for tuning in. Do check us out next Monday. And also Stella, all the way from Kenya, thanks for tuning in. Be good. Have a lovely week and have a lovely weekend. Until Monday, inshallah.
She hope and she pray just to see a change, but still you let your mother down. You make your mother blood pressure raise after she searching for better days. She hope and she pray just to see a change, but still you let your mother down. Life is what you make, but get the youth, just be wise. Get the youth, me and tell them from my heart. Love everyone, I love everyone, yeah.
If you lose today, you can win tomorrow. If you can't pay back, no make no sense to borrow. Remember me tell you, stay out for the road of sorrow. Or else your life will end up in a wheelbarrow.
Jump, come down on my knees. guess you're now a big part of me. Wondering if I'm moving too fast. Wondering if this gonna last. Feels like a runaway train speeding on a fast lane. So much I've already gained. Baby, please, easy on me, I'm done.